Hello, I'm glad you called right now. First of all, I want to address myself to some individuals who have, after the signal, spoken to me, left prayer requests, or they've spoken how the words had blessed them, and of course they remain anonymous, but God knows who you are. And I just want to thank you because words like that encourages us. And to that end, I want to ask you, is there any need in praying? Is there any use to pray? Well, what do you think? When Dr. Luke wrote in Luke 18:1, men always ought to pray and not faint, he was saying a mouthful. Now, I don't know what your attitude is toward the subject of prayer. Some hold, I guess, some like a skeptical attitude. Some hold a I just do not believe attitude. Others, well, maybe so, maybe not. But people like Washington, Lincoln, and others in the United States were among the greats, and they lived their lives in and around prayer. And I once read this, that prayer is a release of energy. Now, I like that, like no energy lost. Often there is a mystery in the behavior of released forces, but, well, for example, the natives at the South Pole years ago could not understand how Commander Byrd's radio worked. They had no conception of how the energy impulses pierce through the Arctic, the tropics, and the temperate zones and across the vast oceans, but it did find its goal. It reached the Times office in New York City. Now, is it not reasonable to suppose that energy released by prayer will also find its goal? So when you choose to pray, that is, talk to the Heavenly Father, your prayer does not reach a dead office. It reaches his office, and he's in. And never forget, my friend, that your prayer for whatever or whomever does reach his ears, and this is an established fact in concrete. His answer is going to be yes, no, or wait. It is that simple. And another interpretation of the scripture that I quoted earlier, men ought always to pray and not to faint, is men always ought to pray and not cave in. And I like that. That's words for courageous living. Don't cave in. Lord, bless this dear caller who holds the receiver. Bless them to believe in, to cultivate the use of prayer, and encourage them by your Holy Spirit to talk often to the Heavenly Father. Blessings will come from the heavenly office. Well, thanks for calling, and after the signal, you can talk to me if you like, as long as you wish. God bless you. Goodbye.